بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We'll mention one of the advices of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and that is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you say to the believers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have commanded us directly But like how a person, like the father, when he looks at his son, he feels shy that my son, in front of my eyes, you are doing this immoral action. Don't you have any shame? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my bandas and servants, I'm feeling shy to tell you. So I'm saying, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell the believers. It's such a shameful action. Allah's favors upon you are so countless. Millions of bounties Allah is giving you. And still you are so shameless and you are doing this evil action. So say to the believers, يَخُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ They must lower some of their gazes. Ya Allah Ta'ala didn't say all our gazes. Kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Lower some of our gazes. And by means of it, you will be able to protect your private parts. So one is a person goes outside and a person gets involved in many, many evil actions. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect and save us. And today with the cell phone, unfortunately, how many people are getting involved in it, getting caught up, filthy pictures, and all filth and dirt. And a person is becoming sullied and dirtying himself in these things. So a person has to make a lot of ihtiyat and precaution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us from the evil of our nafs. Nafs calls a person towards this evil. It pushes a person towards us. And we are meeting people. People sometimes write or they speak to us. And they tell us the conditions. And sometimes it inspires people also. People, I just got caught up. I never realized it. I was sitting with some friends. They explained to me about this. I went into it. And my whole life thereafter was destroyed. I'm a married person. One friend was telling us. Husband and wife, both of them, they got no married life now. Because the husband is sitting, the wife is sitting on this. There's so much of evil. And Allah, and then when Maulana went there, the wife is saying to the husband is saying she's watching all of this filth. Then she's saying, who's the one who put me on this thing? You put me on this, that is why today our whole marriage is destroyed. Now they're asking for divorce. And my dear brothers, our children especially, we have to look after them. For a parent to give his child a cell phone, it doesn't make sense at all. As long as the child is not married, So the Maulana told me, he said, I looked through the cell phones of the children. From the age of 8 and 9 and 10 years, he said the amount of filth was on that phone, the questions they were asking, I never thought in my life it's possible, we as married people never thought of those questions. And he said, you just go through the history, and you see what these people are up to, what they're looking. And they're all like pious boys, like in his class, not like far from deen, but people whose parents are concerned about them. So therefore, every one of us, one friend of ours also, he told me that one person he told me that he got involved in zina. So I told him that it must be one of the girls in school. So he said, no, one of the girls who does homeschooling. So I got even more shocked. I said, girls who do homeschooling, they're the ones whose parents are particular about them. So I said, how you got involved with that? He said, the cell phone. I got on the cell phone, we started talking, and it led to one thing, led to the other, and we got involved. So even our children who we are keeping at home, if we are giving them the cell phone, So we're actually destroying the akhirat, we're destroying the dunya also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself and all of us tawfiq inshallah. We have to be careful ourselves. It's not only the children, even married people are getting involved. Allah's great kindness upon us. قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَخُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ Tell the believers, lower their gazes. Don't look at these things. And according to necessity, we use our phones. We don't use it unnecessarily. If there's no need at home to take it, we try to stay away from it. And then by means of this, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ You will be able to protect your private parts. Allah says, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ This is so much of goodness for a person, so much of purity for a person. Azka, ulama have given two meanings. One is purity, much, much more pure for a person, for his mind, for his eyes, for his body. So much of benefit will come to him. Tazkiya, his heart will become purified by means of looking after the eyes. And the other meaning they have given is, Azka means anma, to grow. A person will grow spiritually, he will progress very far, and he will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, he said that this one action, just look after your eyes and you'll reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said people used to tell him, what about namaz and Quran and all of the other things and other gunas? As I said, this guna is such a difficult guna at the time. It's a bit of mujahada and sacrifice upon oneself. He said if a person is able to carry the cow, then to be able to carry a sheep is very easy after that. So he said this is a big imtihan. But if a person looks after himself, then he'll be able to carry all the other ibadat of deen will become easy for him. And many times we heard from Hazrat, he said that Hazrat used to come in Josh and say, just do this one thing and you'll become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look after yourself, protect yourself, your family, your children from all of these evil things. Ulama has already mentioned that an-nadhru sahmun masmumun min sihami iblis. An-nadhru sahmun min sihami iblis masmum. The gaze is one of the poisonous arrows of the arrows of shaitan. Not just an arrow. If you want to kill somebody, you take an arrow and you shoot him. Sometimes you hit the arm, sometimes you hit the leg, sometimes you hit part of the body. But he might not die. But if you want to make sure you kill him, you take poison and you put it on the arrow. And then you shoot him. No matter where the arrow hits, it hits the arm, it hits the leg, it hits the body, it's going to go through the whole body. And everything will be destroyed. So when the nazar, it destroys every part of the body. The person just looked, and now everything was destroyed. مَن تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي. A person who leaves out his gaze, out of the fear of me. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا. I will change it into iman. يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِي. He will actually feel that halawat and the enjoyment in his heart. So, if a person wants the halawat of iman, as you say in South Africa, in America, you say, Allah is giving out the certificates of the halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. Take full benefit of it. There is no need for a person to be frightened. But take the full benefit. Look after our gazes. Stay away from all of these, especially the cell phone. And Hazrat used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his wife look beautiful. And one man I was mentioning, he said, one man came to me and told me that, you know, before I used to look at all other women, then I decided to look after my gazes. And he said, after I started looking after my gazes, my wife became more beautiful. And he said, no, your wife was beautiful from before. But because you were looking at all other women, that is why you never found beauty in her. Now when you're looking after your gazes, Allah is giving the beauty in your wife. So you are seeing the beauty in your wife. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Some of the mashayikh have mentioned, they say that the time, whenever a person does a good action, du'as are accepted. You read Farz namaz, du'as are accepted. You make tilawat of Quran, du'as are accepted. After roza, du'as are accepted. Hajj, du'as are accepted. You give zakat, du'as are accepted. They say similarly, when you do negative ibadat, du'as are also accepted at that time. So a person is walking on the street, a beautiful woman comes in front of him. At that time, he lowers his gaze. It's the experience of buzrugs that whatever dua you make at that time, Allah accepts your dua. So take full advantage at those moments when you've got that desire within yourself. I want to look at that haram. The phone is in my hand, I can't go. It's so easy to press one button and go on that wrong website. But Allah is watching me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَوْنَ. Don't you know Allah is fully aware of what you are doing? How can you go there? Allah is watching you. Hazrat Yusuf said, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah is watching? Hazrat said, don't take this in a negative, take it in a positive way. Allah is watching you, Allah is watching the qurbani and sacrifice you are making, and you are breaking your heart for Allah's pleasure. Don't you think Allah will reward you for this? Allah will take you out of all of this. Allah will bless you with so many bounties in this worldly life, dunya and akhirat. Don't you know Allah is watching you? So just make that little bit of qurbani and sacrifice. So our buzrugs mentioned at that time, if a person controls his gaze, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will bless the person. Whatever dua he wants at that time, Allah will grant it to him. Some other mashayikh have mentioned that each time a person looks down, فَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You gave one gaze away for the pleasure of Allah. In place of that, Allah will give you a gaze at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest bounty in the akhirat. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in his young days, he told Mir Sahib, when Mir Sahib just came to meet him in the beginning. So Hazrat gave him an example. Very beautiful example. He said, for example, I'm using a South African example. If somebody called you from Durban, you must come to Joburg. And the person is coming to Joburg now. So you told him, look here. No, he came now all the way. And when he comes here, he tells you, hey, you ask him, how was it? He said, I had a very bad night. 15 mosquitoes bit me. I got 15 mosquito bites. He said, but you came because of me. So for each mosquito bite, I'm going to give you 10,000 rand. As I said, now a person will be thinking, hey, I wish I had more mosquitoes biting me. Only 15 bit me. So as I used to say that when you look at this woman, and each time you break your heart, it's like one mosquito bite. And for each one, you'll be paid. And when a person will go in the akhirat and he will see what reward Allah kept for him, then a person will regret. Ya Allah, if only I wasn't foolish enough and I lowered my gaze, what reward I would have got. So may Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq, inshallah. One is the phone, and the other one is also parda. We must make proper shari'i parda. Many times people make parda, but we don't make parda in our homes. Brothers and sisters, our brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws. And in today's time, the women folk at home also, they must make sure they dress properly. Recently in the majlis, there was an article of one young girl. She writes there that my brother and I, for so many years, we were committing zina. And then Hazrat Maulana wrote there that this is a common grandfathers and granddaughters. We're getting letters all throughout the world. Father-in-law and daughter-in-law, father and daughter, mother and son, all across in this, many cases of this, Allah Ta'ala protect and save us, but if the woman dressed properly at home, our children are not exposed to all of the filth and dirt. When they see these things, then they get aroused. And then it happens also in the families. So that's why we have to be very careful. A proper parda in our homes also, the shari'i parda. That is not like now everyone is sitting together, having gatherings together. I was telling some boys today, that like example, you get married, and you got a young sister-in-law now. At that time, maybe she's not baligh as yet. But you don't make ihtiyat and precaution at that time. And now we're just talking with her, joking with her. Now she becomes a bit big now. But now, she's still that thought in a person's mind. He saw her, he knows how she talks. And his wife is older. She got now 2-3 children. She doesn't look so pretty as a younger sister. Now a person is getting thoughts. If not doing any evil action, but the thoughts are there in a person. So may Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So every law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us only for our own benefit. It might be a bit difficult, some qurbani and sacrifice a person makes, but in there Allah has kept all success for a person. And if on the other hand a person breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll get a bit of enjoyment. But then the effect of it will remain for a very long time. He destroys his dunya, he destroys his akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, that inna Allah khabirum bima yasna'un. Allah is fully aware exactly of what actions you are doing. As I used to say that from the tafsir al-Mazhari, inna Allah khabirum bi ijalati an-nazar. Allah is fully aware exactly how your eyes are making jawla. They're going around and around, looking this way, that way. Your wife doesn't know also. Nobody knows. But Allah is watching you. And Allah is fully aware also when you lower your gaze and no one is watching you. Even your wife doesn't know. And you wanted to look at it and the desire is in you. But you lower, ya Allah, I can't. It's your for your pleasure. Allah is fully aware of that. Allah is fully aware bi tahriki al-jawarih. Bi isti'amali sa'ir al-hawas. How all the other limbs of your body, your nose, you want to smell something, your ears, you're trying to listen to that woman's voice. All the hawas, the feelings you got, you walk past a woman, you just nudge a little bit, just to get the feeling of the body. Oh, the perfume she got now, you're trying to inhale it. Allah is fully aware of that. Allah is fully aware bi tahriki al-jawarih, how you are moving in that direction. Your legs are moving in that direction. I'm going to help that woman. So many other customers, but only that woman I need to go and help. Because she got a pretty face. Allah is fully aware of that. And bima yaqsuduna bidhalik, Allah is fully aware exactly what your intentions are when a person is going and he's talking. And he's saying, I'm innocent, yeah, I got no evil thoughts. But a person knows himself, or maybe Al-Maru yaqisu ala nafsi, I'm thinking about myself, such evil thoughts and evil habits we've got. But this our Hazrat used to put a lot of emphasis on this here, that in today's Zamana, and Hazrat spoke 30, 40 years ago, where the things were not as evil as today. And today the incidents and the stories we are hearing, so this is a cry from my heart. Just in the past week, ajib stories we heard, and certain cases came. So, as a humble appeal also for all of us, inshallah, one is our cell phones and ourselves, we be careful also, and our children, until the child doesn't become mature, that is, he doesn't get married, he shouldn't have a cell phone, a smartphone, whatever. Even after, mashallah, I met one Maulana this week, and he had a small phone, a simple phone. So I said, hey, Maulana, you still got a simple phone, I'm so happy. He said, no, 10 years ago, I was having a lot of problems. I met Hafiz Hansatab, and he told me that, you know what, get rid of your smartphone. He said, alhamdulillah, I heard his advices. I got rid of my phone. Then Allah gave me the tawfiq. I finished my alim course. And I got married. He's very happily married now, mashallah. And he's doing a lot of khidmat of deen. He said, so I still kept this simple phone. I'm managing, alhamdulillah, with it. And mashallah, so much of khidmat of deen is doing. So it is possible for a person. But sometimes it's necessity. So according to necessity, we try, use it. But not more than that. Or the other one was the family parda. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we keep it in mind. Even our family at home, our wives, in front of the children, they should not be dressed in such a way which can arouse the desires of the children, brothers and sisters, etc. But make a lot of ihtiyat and precaution in these matters. Our elders are very particular about it. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.